This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
The Roundup on Joy 94.9. From the nitty to the gritty.
For a fault to develop 2 years after the aircraft actually enters service, it's almost guaranteed to be a manufacturing fault.
The outright political.
You can't pay your respects to somebody that has left down a coal mine.
The frightfully bizarre.
I would tell George Bush I didn't have the grounds to call him a racist.
And everything in between.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is The Roundup.
Yes, fresh from the Joy Radiothon launch party at Red Benny's, we are back. Yes, that's right. You're listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9. I'm Anastasia Michael, and joining me this week, as usual, is Michael Pinterbonner.
Hello.
And filling in for Ellie, who's on a plane somewhere over the Pacific, is Andrew from the Friday Morning Breakfast Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, we've got the Michael. You've got the difficult task of panelling the show today, haven't you? Because I'm having a bit of a sticky.
I love panelling. Panelling is my lifeblood. What's coming up on the show?
Well, exactly. We're going to be looking at the Joy launch party at Red Benny's. You guys were there to show us what happened on the evening. I'll be bringing you all the gossip straight out of Hollywood, of course. And do you like the idea of the carbon tax? We'll be asking that question soon. But first, Michael, you've got the weekly roundup.
I do indeed. Hi there, Michael Pinterbonner, with a news and current affairs wrap on Joy 94.9's The Roundup. And opposition leader Tony Abbott is still pushing the federal government to take its carbon tax to an election. The continued push comes after a Galaxy poll shown 58% of Aussies are against a carbon tax. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, 45,000 people attended rallies around the country to say yes to a carbon tax at the weekend. Only the best 25 abattoirs in Indonesia would receive Australian export cattle under a plan put to Agriculture Minister Joe Ludwig. Animal welfare officers would also be stationed at each of the 25 abattoirs to ensure Australian cattle are handled at proper standards. Meanwhile, Labor MPs will vote next week for a motion calling on the government to ban all live cattle exports to Indonesia. Collingwood star Dale Thomas can accept a one-match AFL ban if he pleads guilty after being charged with the Level 3 strike offence over the weekend. His hit St Kilda star Clint Thomas in their game where the Magpies blitzed the Saints 108-51, and Girls Aloud member and former UK X Factor judge Cheryl Cole looks set to reclaim her place as the US X Factor judging table. Cole was controversially sacked from the US version of the hit talent show 2 weeks ago, but it looks like producers have done a backflip and welcomed the pop star back with open arms. And that is the news and current affairs wrap on The Roundup. Back to you guys.
Michael, you missed something there.
What did I miss?
You didn't talk about Dominique Emenegger.
Now, who is Dominique Emenegger?
And I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. But he's the gentleman that was tunnel skating. Did you hear about that?
Ah, yes.
In the Burnley Tunnel.
On Friday. Or
yeah,
Thursday
last
or
week. Was going down the tunnel in a on a skateboard, actually tripped over in front of traffic.
Rebel
I have no
without
idea.
A cause.
Didn't see the signs. I mean, we all drive through that tunnel. We all see the signs.
No skateboarding allowed.
No bike riding, no skateboarding, no. There's a whole lot of them.
No riding a tractor, those kind of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, no trucks with crates on it. I don't get that one, but anyway, whatever that one is.
And
but
of
yes.
course, now he's become a sort of pseudo-celebrity.
I know. And he's apparently breached bail, his bail conditions. He went to the police station, tried to hand in his passport, and they wouldn't take it. And now they're saying that there's some sort of, he might be undergoing psychiatric tests or something going on here. And
this is that whole Corey Worthington, like, I've done something crazy, now I'm going to, you know, like, maximise it kind of
but
publicity thing.
But did he do something crazy? That's the thing. It's like, was he just being an idiot and went down there? Because, like, from what I heard, he thought it was a nice piece of road, which, I mean, a lot of skaters do kind of think that. If they see a big, you know, nice bit of road, they're going to go for it.
But, I mean, when I was young, if I'd done something stupid that led me to be on the news and embarrass my family and friends and everybody like that, I'd be running for miles. away from the press.
You wouldn't be
not running to the press. No, I wouldn't be calling the publicist.
Oh dear, oh dear. Now, of course, we are in the middle of a radiothon. Well, not the middle, the very beginning of a radiothon. And if you want to win a double pass to the 7 PM project where you can meet the stars, you need to call up now 1300 JOY.
It is 12 degrees in the city at the moment.
949 and join up as a member of
Thanks
JOY.
For that, Kyle.
Now, coming up next on the roundup, fake tan. I love it. Love myself a little bit of fake tan.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a big fan, but Lady Gaga seems to be.
Oh, well, she is indeed. That's next on the roundup.
Hello, hello, baby, you called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
Lady Gaga with Telephone on Joy 94.9's The Roundup, and we want you to pick up your telephone and call us, renew or get a membership, 1300 JOY 949. That's 1300 569, if you can't do letters to numbers, 949.
And of course, this all the music tonight is going to be themed around calling Joy and being joyful and just becoming members of Joy. If you ring now, you get to speak to Kylie Minogue. She's out there answering the phones right now. Hugh Jackman, Chris Smith, Chuck Bass.
Oh, we're suddenly Kiwi as
Bass,
well.
Bass.
We are very international here on we are the roundup.
All the gossip now from Anastasia.
It's gossip time on the roundup. Celebs are bad. That we found out Anastasia and the crew will tell you what they did to Madonna's bad. Britney's sad. Lady Gaga's wearing a bag. It's gossip time. Gotta go. Gotta get on. Gossip time.
Contagious.
With the show. Gossip time. It's gossip time.
Yes, it is gossip time again with me, Anastasia. And I've got some pretty interesting bits and pieces that I've picked up today for you all. First of all, who's a fan of Doctor Who here? Anybody? Okay.
I like Billie Piper and she was in Doctor
okay,
Who.
Great
so
in
this
Doctor
is,
Who.
This is the new one that has the new guy, Matt Smith, who's, I don't know, I really like him as the new Doctor Who. Anyway, controversially, I think they're going to be looking for a new Doctor Who soon because he is going to be packing his bags and looking for some work in LA, supposedly. So we may have a new Doctor on our hands.
Doctor Who? That can be like, who's going to be the new Doctor Who?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, listen to that. That's great.
Now, we're all big fans of Dame Judi Dench. Yeah. I hope. But it turns out she's actually had a private secret painting career under her hands for years. But she's never shown anybody. So she's got heaps and heaps of work that she's done, and she refuses to show anybody. But she's only just let it out now that she's had this entire collection.
It'll end up being worth a fortune.
I know.
Is it any good is the question.
Well, maybe that's why she's not showing anybody.
Perhaps.
Lady Gaga has admitted that when, you know, how the whole thing about her being teased came out, one of the major reasons for her being teased was because of her fake tan.
What do you mean?
Now, I've got to say that if someone's going to turn their skin, like, if it was a nice, healthy tan, it's okay. But if it was bordering on the fluorescent orange, there is a point of maybe having a little bit of a giggle over.
As somebody who engages in quite a bit of fluorescent oranging from time to time, I think it's okay. And people should not bully people that have fake tans. My friends, when we go out and my fake tan runs...
Okay, so for someone who had red hair, I wash my hair and occasionally it leaks onto the pillowcases of my bed. I would hate it if I was completely orange and I woke up to find this human print on my white sheets.
That happens to me all the time.
That's what happens when you do drag too. You end up with a face the next day on your bed. If you don't take it all off, you wake up and go, oh my God, who was that I went with? But seriously, Lady Gaga and a fake tan, I mean, wouldn't that clash with her outfits?
I think she looks great with the pale skin. And being a paley
yes.
girl myself, I reckon pale all the way.
That is a WOG problem, though, because I'm a WOG, so I can say that word without offending.
So am I.
Because we come from that part of the world where you get these lovely golden tans, and then we migrate and we go to places like Melbourne where there's no bloody sun, and then we end up being pale, but we are meant to be tanned.
Okay, Australian born here, and as far as I know, so will the majority of my family. I go in the sun, I go pink, red, and then whiter.
Well, very nice.
People who are born in England or Sweden come here white as, and then suddenly they're brown, beautiful.
That's because they're using fake tan.
What is that about?
I don't know. Anyway, we've got more news on Lindsay Lohan, who it turns out her ankle bracelet is dodgy.
Or so, is it Lindsay Lohan that's dodgy?
Yes.
Well, it turns out her little electronic ankle bracelet has been faulty, so she's had to have it replaced, which may mean that she's been able to leave the house while she's...
You sure that's not just an excuse to get it bedazzled?
Bedazzled?
Yes.
What's she doing?
You get your bracelet bedazzled.
Oh, has she been getting it bedazzled?
Yes.
Oh.
I'd like
to see that. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about vajazzling. No,
well, she probably can get that one too.
It turns out on the long line of musicals that have been formed from movies, Germany are releasing Rocky the Musical. So, I think this is hilarious. You know the boxing movie,
yeah,
Rocky?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just looking at you blankly.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. There's going to be a bit of... the final countdown. So this one should be a very, very... You're just looking
I'm going to punch the lights out of you. How can they make that into a musical?
I have no idea, but I cannot wait to see. Finally, my last bit of gossip, T-Pain, the master of auto-tune. We all know T-Pain, the rapper who doesn't go anywhere without his auto-tune device. Well, all of his songs, you're all looking at me a little bit confused.
No, I know who T-Pain is.
Yeah, I know, but every single song he sings, he puts his voice through auto-tune.
It's like Kesha. Right.
Like Cher does.
Yeah, yeah, like Cher, yeah, but okay. Every single thing. Now he's releasing his own auto-tune thing to promote the fact that anybody can sing under
it. I am so signing up for that.
I don't know if that's insulting himself or just, you know, use my box. It makes me sing. You may as well make you sing too.
That'd be like Britney Spears releasing like a range of hair extensions, you know. Shave your head off and have some hair extensions.
I've got some gossip for you. Guy Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about what he's been up to?
No, please.
Last night. So somebody apparently was harassing him on the telephone. And so he was getting SMSs and prank calls. So he went and put the person's phone number on his Twitter.
Oh, my God.
And it was there overnight. And it was the comment was that if you're harassing me, here's my number for everybody.
Fabulous.
Here's the number for everybody to call in.
That is really, I kind of think...
He did take it back, though, and he took it off.
But yeah, yes. But at the same time, if someone was stalking you and you had their number coming up on your caller ID, what would you... I mean, other than being freaked out and calling the police, I'm pretty sure the next thing would be just like, well, my fans are going to support me. Let's just have them rip the you-know-what out of you.
See, it'd be no good for me because I've only got three people following me on Twitter. So, like, he'd get three anonymous calls calling and then that'd be it.
Fantastic. Now, of course, it is the middle of Radiothon, so if you want to win a double pass to the 7 p.m. project and you get to go backstage and meet Carrie and all the other stars of the project, what you need to do is call up 1-300-JOY-949 and sign up as a member or renew your member if you're already an existing member to go into the draw. Now, coming up on the roundup, we are going to be giving you another roundup of the Joy Radiothon launch party at Red Benny's, which happened last Friday.
Lights.
This is Absolutely Bottles. Fabulous by the Pet Shop Boys.
Just do your best, darling.
Thank you. Hello, this is Asha Keddie. Show your support for Joy and become a member of this radiothon.
Yes, welcome back to the Roundup. And don't forget that you can keep up with all the latest Roundup news on our Facebook page. Search for facebook.com/theRoundup on Joy 94.9. And make sure you give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 to sign up as a Joy member.
You can sign up for a Joy member. Now, I think I said before that it was Kylie and Hugh and Chris, but apparently it's so busy out there that you can't get a hold of them now. So call up and speak to Fareen or Paul or Heath or Andrew and ask for them directly and join now. Now, on Friday night, we had the Radiothon launch party. Both Michael and myself were there, having a great time. It was going off. Zoe Badwee was there, of course, and Gina G singing Ooh Ah just a little bit.
Oh,
and
really?
Her brand new single was launched. Michael, what was that single called again?
Next to You.
Next to You. So we've got a little bit of a package now because Michael was there interviewing people on the night.
Guys, Michael here at the Joy 94.9 Radiothon launch party at Red Benny's. The party is a definite sellout, and it looks like those people who were lucky enough to get a ticket are having a ball.
Anastasia Biebenhauser, how is your night going?
My night is amazing. Actually, my name is Anastasia.
And is it Biebenhauser?
Let's minus the Biebenhausen.
Oh, it's fantastic. Just arrived. The place looks fabulous. Cannot wait to hear everyone who's singing tonight.
It's fantastic. I've been here since about 4 o'clock this afternoon helping to set up, and it's going fantastically well.
This year's Radiothon theme is I Heart Joy, and it's clear that Joy supporters have taken that to heart.
I Heart Joy because I feel that it brings such a unique thing to our world and such a great place on the radio spectrum, and I think that we have an important role to play, so that's why I Heart Joy.
And it's a sentiment echoed by Joy's fearless leader and station manager, Danae Gibson.
I'd really like people to feel that Joy 94.9 is their station and that they have a real ownership in it, because it's so diverse, there's so many different programs, so many fantastic volunteers that I want people to be able to switch on the radio and go, oh yeah, I get that, or I don't quite get that, but I'll keep listening because I'm going to get whatever's next.
And it wouldn't be a Joy 94.9 party without a highly anticipated entertainment lineup. This year's party was headed by Melbourne's own Gina G.
And have you memorised every single lyric to Ooh Ah just a little bit?
Yes, but I do have it bookmarked on my iPhone just in case I forget the lyrics, so I can have a look and get it.
It's been a fantastic night and a great reminder that we're all really lucky to have Joy here in Melbourne. As Friday Drive's David Hunt put it,
we're so lucky to have this radio station, because we're one of only a handful in the world, and how unique it is for us to have it right here in Melbourne.
That was the Radiothon launch party down at Red Benny's. And I have to say, when I recorded that, I didn't realise how drunk I was, but I just heard it.
Well, it did sound like a very fun night, Michael.
It was an awesome night. And I think, you know, such a fantastically entertaining thing to do that everybody should join up and become a member so we can have another one next year.
So tell me what your favourite parts were of the evening. Do you remember?
I remember Michael. Every part of it. Now, look, I didn't know what to expect because I'm quite new to Melbourne and this was my first Radiothon launch, and it was a full-on show. So they had a guy who was doing, like, you know, the rope thing.
He was
so
amazing.
He managed to climb up ropes.
Hot. He was.
He wasn't really hot. It wasn't my type.
He was.
And he was, like, hanging in the midair and, like, spinning around. And then there was this lady who, like, ripped off Lady Gaga. She was so funny.
She was.
Like, Lady Gaga was a lady man.
What was her name? I've totally forgotten what her name was, but she was great. The I Heart Joy song.
The I Heart Joy song.
That was fabulous. Yes, and it was really good to get to meet other people in other presenters. So if you were a listener out there and you came along, I mean, $10 for a ticket, you get to hear Zoe Badwee, Gina G. It's a fabulous venue. And you got to meet all the presenters from pretty much all the shows that were at Joy.
Yeah.
You know, and that was great.
Damn it, I was in Sydney, so I didn't get to go.
It was a fantastic night. And, of course, Joy Radiothon launch party is launching Radiothon, so you need to call us. And we just had a call from Chris out there, so we love you, Chris. You're our favourite person this whole hour. He called 1300-JOY-949. You need to call 1300-JOY-949. And if you do, you go into the draw to win a double pass to the 7pm project. And you get to meet Carrie. So if you're a lady and you like the ladies, Carrie's very pretty. But she's straight. And
Charlie.
Or Charlie. He's not really hot at all, but anyway.
Dave Hughes.
And Dave Hughes. So if you're a lady and you like Kerry, call 1-300-JOY-949. And coming up next on The Roundup, we're going to be talking about the carbon tax, incredibly complicated piece of legislation that the government wants to put through. And that is next on The Roundup.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a boom, boom, boom.
Hello, this is Jane Badler. Support Joy 94.9 and become a member. Call 1-300-569-949.
Hey, what's up? This is Winder Gordon. I love Joy, and you should too. Become a member today. Call 1-300-569-949.
That's right, 1-300-569-949. You need to be calling us up and letting us know.
That was me. I'm sorry.
There was this noise coming out
that
of the
studio. That was me. The reason why we were doing that weird noise just came on then was because we were talking about the awesome prizes that you could win when you join Joy. So I, of course, went to Google something that was one of the prizes, which was Lord Coconut, a $2,000 gift voucher, plus a private dinner for four to meet the jewellers. So I was on the jewellers' website looking at all the stuff. I didn't realise
and
the sound
almost
was on.
Gave me a heart attack.
And almost gave Michael a little bit of a heart attack.
I so want to win that prize.
Well, I'm just looking at the jewellery. Well, I was looking at the jewellery before I shut it down because it freaked Michael out too much. It's very nice.
Yes.
It's very nice.
But also the rear can sounds great. So it's a private indulgent weekend getaway for two couples.
What?
A rear can. It's
the
a
rear can?
Yes. Have you not heard about
it sounds
this?
Sounds like something I need
it's
to try on the weekend.
Shizuku rear can. And I actually know a lot about this one place. It's a traditional Japanese rear can.
That's for me.
And have you ever stayed
where
in a rear can before?
In
It's in the outskirts of Melbourne. Where
oh,
is
like
it?
In Dalesford?
I think so,
like
yes. And I know a lot about it, but I don't know where it is. But rear cans are fabulous places to stay. They look after you. They feed you very well. It's
and
very luxurious.
And they're called rear cans.
Rear can. It's a traditional Japanese
guest
house.
It's like, yeah.
It sounds awesome.
What happens in Japan with a rear can is if you're a businessman going on travels to other cities, they wouldn't stay in hotels. They'd stay in a rear can. And so you get it. Basically, you would arrive late at night after working and you sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, they bring you breakfast and then you go.
Sounds like a fantastic prize to win. And of course, if you want to win that and many other prizes, you need to be calling 1-300-JOY-949. That's 1-300-569-949. You need to talk to one of the lovely people outside who's ready, willing and able to take your call and sign you up or renew your membership.
Call Heath.
Now, of course, the carbon tax, a very controversial tax, which the government is attempting to pass through Parliament. Now, people are divided as to whether or not they like or dislike the tax, and some people don't even understand what the tax is at all. So, to unravel that mystery, I spoke to Professor John Farber, and he is the Chair of Economics at Melbourne University, and this is what happened. Welcome to the Roundup, John.
Good evening.
Now, John, can you just explain to us what is the carbon tax? So many people are confused when they hear this term thrown around.
The main part of a carbon tax is a charge on the combustion of fossil fuels. So this is the burning of coal and gas in producing electricity, and it's the burning of petrol and diesel in providing you and I with transport. And the idea is to put an explicit cost on the pollution associated with those activities, that is mainly carbon dioxide, but also things like nitrous oxide, methane, that most scientists believe will cause us climate change down the track, and the aim is to try and wean us off burning fossil fuels and polluting the atmosphere.
Now, John, is that a tax that's going to be sort of given to the user directly, or is it the big companies that are producing the pollution?
Okay, initially it's going to be paid by the big electricity generators and by the big oil refiners and importers of petroleum products. But what we know is that they pass those higher costs on to you and I as consumers. So when we buy electricity, when we buy petrol for our car, it will reflect most of the extra costs imposed on these businesses. It also flows through to other businesses. So if you think of food production, farmers are not going to get taxed per se, but they're going to have to pay more for petrol and diesel that they use to run their machinery. The people who take the food products to the milk factories and supermarkets and so on will have to pay extra for their transport and their electricity. Again, the supermarkets where we actually buy our food will be spending more money on electricity to run their lighting, air conditioning, computers and so on.
Now, John, this tax kind of puts people in a bit of a, you know, between a rock and a hard place, because a lot of people want to do something to, you know, stop global warming and help the environment, but it is going to be hitting them in the hip pocket. So my question is, the government at the moment is saying, well, no, people will be able to make a choice, and people who are and companies that are, you know, using green power will be cheaper, therefore they can vote with their feet and go to the cheaper providers. Is that something that's actually practically going to happen, or will everybody be charging more?
Well, we will be paying more. So the question is, what is the government going to do with this revenue windfall? And if it stopped goofing around and actually talked about the whole package, it would actually return most of that revenue windfall as either a cut in our income tax rates or as an increase in social security payments. And so, in one sense, government is taking stuff out of our pockets, but it's doing it on products that are very carbon intensive. And so we will be induced to drive our car a little bit less, buy a more fuel efficient vehicle, or even take for walking or bicycling to work. But we'll have more money given to us in the income tax cuts or in the social security increases to spend time talking to family, buying clothes and so on, which won't be very much affected in price.
Now, John, the government, as you said, you know, really hasn't gotten to the meat of the matter. It is a tax and it's very complicated. But if we don't implement the tax, or if we do implement the tax, what does that mean for Australia as a country and our relationship with other countries, particularly China, which is, you know, we export so much of our, you know, our raw minerals and energy to countries like China? If we, you know, changed or didn't change, what would that mean for relationships like that?
Well, this is a really challenging problem, because pollution and climate change is really a global problem. It's not just an Australian problem, it's a Chinese problem, it's an Indonesian problem, it's a Fijian problem. And ideally, we would want all of the world, all countries of the world, joining in a similar tax on carbon pollution, regardless of what country it's made in. So the challenge then is, can Australia just sit back and let the rest of the world do it? And that's a very contentious issue. But I would take the view that a lot of the world is already doing something about reducing its carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. The Europeans have an explicit system. The Kiwis introduced one last year. The Chinese are actually trying to reduce the amount of pollution per dollar of GDP. So I think a lot of the rest of the world is slowly moving, but there are other countries like the US that are probably even slower than us. So the question is, if Australia moves a bit earlier and faster, will we gain something from it? And I guess that's a kind of a political judgment, that we can hardly ask the rest of the world to reduce their pollution if we don't do anything about it. And there is some talk that at least the Europeans, and maybe down the track the Chinese and the Indians, will actually put taxes on our products if we don't have something that's like the world average.
Now, John, just a last question, just to wrap us up here. If we implement a carbon tax, how long do you think, and I know that this might not be your area of expertise, but how long do you think it will be before it has an impact upon the environment?
Oh, it's going to be a very slow process. You know, if you think of a carbon tax starting at, say, $20 to $30 a tonne of carbon, which is what Ross Garnaut talks about, what the government talks about, that might make some electricity generators switch from coal to gas. It'll certainly make the coal generators think about producing electricity with slightly less pollution. It'll make you and I think a little bit more about getting a gas heater to replace electricity heaters. It might even get us to think about turning the air conditioning down a little bit and spending less money that way. So it will start to move us to reduce our pollution, but it needs to work up, you know, above $50 a tonne before you get really dramatic changes or reductions.
And that was Professor John Faber, and he is from Melbourne University, talking all about the carbon tax. Now, as you may be aware, it is Radiothon here at Joy 94.9, and we want you to call up now so that you can be represented in Joy, well, the Roundup's first ever quiz. You can take on Andrew and be represented by either Andrew or my boyfriend, and that will be next on the Roundup.
You're crazy if you don't ring now.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to the Roundup on Joy 949. Now, we are doing our very first ever Roundup quiz, and we've got Andrew representing somebody who's just called in and signed up for a membership, and my very attractive, sexy boyfriend on the phone. Welcome to the Roundup, Paul.
Hey.
Paul will be representing another person that's called in and signed up. So, are you both ready, boys?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, your buzzers are your names. So, that is...
Andrew.
And...
Paul.
Wonderful. Okay, we got that bit down. No, you're Andrew.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I'll do the first question, Anastasia. Okay.
Sure.
What is the name of Joy's first member? That was Paul. Go. What's the answer, Paul?
Yeah, John Oliver.
Well done, Paul.
Did he fax you or email you the answers to these questions?
No, I just know that.
No, my Paul is a very clever, clever man, isn't he?
Okay, so here's second question. Name the seven people who do the morning breakfast shows Monday to Friday.
Andrew.
Go, Andrew.
Okay. James.
Mm-hmm.
Nate. Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Those horrible girls on Friday. Jillian.
Yep.
Claire. No, they're not horrible. They're lovely. I love them to death.
And?
Really, really cute boys. And they're very funny.
This is so fake.
All right, fine, it is fake. They're not funny and they're not cute. Andy and Adrian.
Wonderful. Correct. Very good. Okay, so we are tied 1-1, one to Paul, 1-2. Andrew, question number 3. Who is the I didn't write these questions. Who is the fabulous person responsible for the daytime playlist at Joy?
Paul.
No, you're not.
No, it's not Paul.
But he just said that.
No, he's answering with the buzzer. What's the answer, Paulie?
It's Chris Jamieson.
Well done, well done. Very good. That's 2 points to us. Paul.
Okay, so number 4, how long has Joy been on the air?
Andrew, 17 years.
Correct.
You're not reading Anastasia's sheet, are you?
Kind of was.
Okay, so it's the best of 5. Remember, we are representing people at home who have signed up as new members. So we've got Paul with 2 and Andrew with 2. So this one's very important, Paul. You must win. Otherwise, no sex.
He said the same thing to me, Paul.
I did not. Okay, this is the question. What is the phone number to ring if you want to become a member or renew your
Andrew.
Member?
No.
Paul totally won that one. Go.
It's 1-300-JOY-949.
That's right.
It's 1-300-569-949.
It's the same thing.
The same number.
So, I think we officially have a winner in that one there, and that is Paul, which is great. Because that means that, yay. So, we won. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks this weekend.
Yes, you do.
Oh, wonderful.
Too much information.
Okay. Coming up on the roundup, we want to know why you love Joy, why Anastasia loves Joy, why Andrew loves Joy. That is next on the roundup.
It's not the first time I felt this heartache. It's not the first time I feel my world shake. Won't be the last time I cry, but there's no tears tonight. Leaving my stress at the door till daybreak. Cause I can feel it in the air. Something's different tonight. I'm stepping out of your shadow.
That's right, you are listening to the roundup on Joy 94.9. We have had a huge radiothon show, and we'd like to say a very big thank you to everybody that has stood up and said, I heart Joy, and joined up or renewed their membership. And of course, we all do heart Joy, but why do we heart Joy, Anastasia?
I just heart Joy because every time I'm in here, it's just like a week load of fun packed into an hour. I just have a great time here.
Yeah, and I heart Joy because when I'm listening in the car on the way in or the way home from work or the way home from Joy, there's always something interesting on the radio and relevant to me.
And I heart Joy because it's the only place that I get to go and talk into a microphone.
I don't heart Joy for that. I've seen you at karaoke, Michael.
I am a very big fan of karaoke. That's right. You have been listening to the roundup on Joy 94.9 for another week. We will be back in 2 weeks' time because next weekend is a public holiday and Anastasia and I are leaving the state. Well, I'm leaving the state. Assume you are. But we will be back in 2 weeks' time. Of course, visit us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/therounduponjoy94.9. Join up. Like us on there. We post all the time. You have been listening to the roundup with Anastasia and our very special guest Andrew.
Thanks for having me. Here's a bit of Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
The Roundup on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.